The Burt Show.
All right, Kelly is on five?
Yes.
Does she want to be on the voice disguiser?
She does.
Okay. Mm. Now, we were supposed to get this thing fixed yesterday. Is it at the pitch that you want, Jeff?
I will see.
Hey, Kelly?
Yes.
How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Can you speak up for us a little bit, though?
Yes, gladly.
All right, a very intriguing email because, at least on the surface, you're checking out Cosmo magazine. And you identify and you make a connection with a guy that's pictured in Cosmo, and you want help finding the dude?
Actually, my sister. I think my friends, my closest friends, my sister have been on a guy hunt for me forever.
Mm-hmm.
I've been single for roughly 5 years going on.
Okay. Hey, stop talking for 1 second.
Okay.
Just because we're trying to adjust the voice disguiser.
Talk again.
Okay. Hello?
Is that better?
I think that's better. Is that easier to understand? Can you sing?
Oh, stop.
No, I'm not singing.
You just count from like one.
I do not sing for dates.
That sounds a little better, right?
I think okay. So.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, start so it was your... Over? Yeah, you're fine now. So yeah. It was your sister that told you about this dude?
Yes, actually. And I went over to her house for a cookout one evening, and she was, you know, trying to talk me into this. And I don't know, it just sounded really far-fetched, kind of stalker, creepy-ish. And I don't know, I read his profile thing that he had in Cosmo, and I really thought, you know, he'd be a great match. So how do you meet somebody in Ohio when you're living in Atlanta?
Well, you come to the Burt Show.
And that's right.
Yeah, go to the Burt Show.
We have strong connections in Ohio. I want to know, in his profile, what are some of the things that stood out to you that made you want to get in touch with him?
That he's looking for somebody independent, which is me.
Hey, Kelly, Kelly, do we have to have you on the voice disguiser?
I would prefer that. Is it not working out?
It's hard to understand. It's obnoxious.
Okay.
And you should be proud of finding love.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, I mean, it's a little out of the ordinary for sure, but...
This is extremely out of the ordinary. It's quite unusual. So.
Don't be embarrassed. Nobody will make fun of you while you're on the air.
I mean, if you want to still be on the voice disguiser and you feel that strongly about it, we can certainly use it.
No, that's okay.
Okay, hold on 1 sec.
Thank you.
Cool, that's awesome. Okay, you're back.
Okay.
Oh, so much easier.
You know what we should
so
do is
better.
Just put people on the air without the voice disguiser and tell everybody their voice disguise.
Right.
So then people listen and go, God, that girl on the phone, Kelly, sounds just like our Kelly, but she's voice disguised, so it can't be.
Anyway, so okay.
Anyway, Kelly, back to you.
Yeah.
All right, so your sister goes through, you check out the profile, and I kind of checked out because the voice disguiser was bugging me so much. So what was it in the profile right there that was so intriguing to you?
That he's athletic, which I love being outdoors. I love sports. I don't so much watch them as like to do hands-on, mm-hmm. throw the football, whatever. And he mentioned that he likes horseback riding, canoeing. I love camping, all that sort of stuff that he's looking for. A woman who's worked hard to accomplish what she's had and independent, and that describes me perfectly. I've worked hard and succeeded in a lot of life and at an early age because I'm 30. So, it sounded like, you know, I could give it a shot. And how would you go about approaching that? And my sister and I talked about it and we thought, you know, give you guys a call. So that's how we ended up on the Burt Show.
Right, we can attack this from a couple of different angles, you know, because at first your first thought is going to be that's crazy. So you see a guy in a magazine mm-hmm. and he says a couple of things that you have a connection with and all of a sudden you want to find the guy. That's obviously going to be the most common call that we're going to take. But there's also, like, why not? Like, if you turn the pages of the magazine, you see the guy, and there's something in there that you think that maybe this is my soulmate. Maybe by something crazy, why not pursue it?
I mean, how many of our listeners, when you were teenagers or younger and you saw, you know, let's say NSYNC, and you saw what all the guys and Justin Timberlake was into and everything, and you thought to yourself, if he just met me, then we could be together. I mean, every woman has done it when they've gone through a magazine. So you're just living out the adult fantasy, and maybe it'll come true.
But that's right. Isn't that the difference? Like, every woman has done it before they're an adult. But then once you're an adult, then, like, what's the problem with finding somebody here?
It obviously hasn't worked out for her, so she's looking for different avenues, right?
And Kelly and I were talking yesterday, and if you do have one soulmate in life, just because you happen to live in Atlanta, what makes you think that God made your one soulmate live here too?
Because that would be destiny.
If he's in Ohio, you got to come across him somehow.
Here we go. Here we go.
Your See, one soulmate. This in is Cosmo magazine. That's
it.
How
could
it,
be.
Could be.
Now you're being sarcastic.
Slightly, but
you're being condescending.
Slightly.
You think this is a little crazy?
I don't think it's a little, why not? I mean, why? I don't think that it's, I don't think that she should not try to pursue it. I just think that she should know that he put that down in the profile, and those may not be things he's passionate about. You know what I mean? Right. Like, his profile right. might not be an accurate description of him.
Right. Well, I clearly understand that, and, you know, this is the most crazy thing I've ever done in my life, and I've done some wild things, but, you know, I have a college education and a really good level head on my shoulders, and this is just, you know, it's a really far-fetched idea, but what the heck, you know, if it's, or to even get a friendship, you know, it would be neat. So.
Give us a little of your dating history, because, to be perfectly honest, it certainly has a hint of desperation.
I am not into the club party scene. I kind of did that early on in my early 20s, so in late teens, and I'm not interested in that type of scene. I did the online dating thing through a company for a while, and some friends of and we kind of did it together. And we would talk about our dates and stuff, but you just don't know who you're meeting. You know, you don't know if they're really who they say they are, if they're really, you know, not secretly married and cheating on their wives through these things. So that's kind of a really creepy way to go about it. So I did that for a while, and just what, you know, being in a career and you're, you know, at a job Monday through Friday, you know, where else are you going to meet people?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're really, Atlanta is a real club scene, you know, at night in the city life. And I'm just not into that type. I'm over that. You know, I'm kind of into a more mature dating scene. And it's hard to do that when you're working. And
have you tried Craigslist?
Why, you think that's any better?
No.
Why is that any better?
You can find anything on Craigslist.
Hey, Jill, you're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to call and say I thought it was exciting that she's going for it when she's seen this. And for those who say, oh, I know, you know, people had posters and whatever, Katie Holmes said she grew up with posters of Tom Cruise on her wall.
Yeah, to me, that's
She's married to him now.
Yeah, so, that's not creepy at all.
That to
it
me,
can happen.
Like, if we were talking, if you were calling us up and you said that you wanted us to pursue Matthew McConaughey for you because you're sure you had a connection with him, then it feels creepy to me. But just because it's a dude in a picture in a magazine,
It's not as creepy.
It doesn't seem creepy. It just seems like it's she's working extra hard to find a guy that maybe she's got a connection with.
Well, it's certainly more attainable, I think, because it's a regular dude that was featured in Cosmo more so than a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if he would actually, because you mentioned how you're worried that it'll seem stalkerish, but from a celebrity standpoint, maybe, but from him, I don't know. I don't think that he would receive it that way.
Now, this guy has an air of celebrity about him, though, right?
It said that he's a semi-pro hockey player. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not on the sports scene enough to know, you know, how big that is. But
he plays for the Youngstown Steelhounds. It's a semi-pro hockey team. So he might be a celebrity in Youngstown, but he's certainly not
he's
Matthew
a steel
McConaughey.
Man.
Yeah.
Steelhounds get ass in Youngstown.
Jeff, do you think this is crazy? Because I
go ahead. It's a little
you're
odd.
You're usually the romantic on the show. Do you think this is crazy?
No, I mean,
I'm all for it.
I think it's cool. I'm all for it too. I can't wait to hear how it turns out.
I don't think it's crazy at all. I mean, he was in Cosmo's Eligible Bachelor issue, right? And obviously, like, they put him in there, and it's going to expose him to all sorts of women. I'm sure he's gotten lots of emails and lots of people that are trying to contact him because he was in this particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of many people.
Was there an email address or anything in Cosmo?
No, there wasn't.
Okay.
And I didn't want to try to pursue it that way because then, you know, that is kind of stalkerish.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Don't want to do that.
I'll try and track him down aggressively.
Hey, Kelly, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Before everyone starts to call her crazy, I just want to applaud her for doing this because it's just like online dating, only she found him on paper as opposed to reading his profile on the internet.
That's a great point. How different is it?
It's not.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, Kelly, here's what we thought about doing here, and here's what we can do with you this morning. Like, we don't know who this dude is, and we don't have a lot of connections in Youngstown, and we don't know anybody on the Steelhounds. But as part of our company, Cumulus, you know, we've got radio stations all around the country. We've got 300, 400 radio stations. So we can call the morning show up in Youngstown that is part of our Cumulus family, and we can all go on the air together and find out what this guy is all about, if he is even still single, and maybe even get him on with you this morning.
Okay, I mean, we can do that. That's fine. Yeah, first off, make sure he's single.
Right.
Right.
Well, he's in the Bachelor issue, right? So he's got to be.
Well, it was in the fall, so.
Yeah, but I mean, he's...
Things change quickly.
Nah, if he's smart, he's not settling down with anyone. He's living... He's going to ride that for about a year or two.
All right, so let's do this. Kelly, let me put you on hold. Producer Tracy is working now to put us on with the morning show in Youngstown.
The Youngstown Wake Up Crew! 7:48, 12 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock in Youngstown.
What is the name of the morning show we're going on with?
It is the Wake Up Crew.
The Wake Up
the
Crew.
The Wake Up Crew. Okay.
You never know what you're going to get when you call like a smaller market morning show also, so these guys may be great or just may be really, really
bad.
Could
be zany.
Could be zany.
There's definitely going to be a lot of zany. Not as much whimsy as we have here, but definitely some zany.
Could be some bells, some whistles, some like clapping as you go into the... G100 in the Burt Show. You know, that could be that. We could have that kind of wackiness going on.
Yeah,
also.
So just be warned.
Kelly.
Oh, no.
We can't even afford a full size cymbal. Seriously. This is something that I would train my dog to use.
That's full size for me and Wendy.
Exactly.
All right, Kelly, hold on. We're going to get on Youngstown on the phone with us and we'll start looking for this dude, okay?
Okay.
What is his name?
Curtis, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name.
D-U-L-L-E? Dule?
Dull.
Curtis
Dule? Curtis Dull.
All right, give us a second and we'll call up the Youngstown, all right?
Okay.
The Burt Show.